Having finished Sadi, we now come to Kof, beginning in Psalm 119, verses 145 through 152. Notice it says, Korati becholev aneni adonai chukecha etzora. I have called with all of my heart. Answer me, O Lord, I will keep your statutes. Notice, karati is from the root kara, to call. It is a cal perfect, first common singular, with the t suffix. And notice it's a lamed hey verb, and the aleph is silent. So I have called the cholev with all of my heart, or with my whole heart. Be is the preposition. Chol is the noun meaning entirety of heart, with the entirety of heart. In other words, and lev is another noun. So with everything I have called, with my whole mind, with my whole being, I have called to you, Lord. And so answer me, I need your help. Aneni is from the root ana, to answer. Notice it's a lamed hey verb, the hey has elided. And we have the nun, which is like a hinge, followed by the pronominal suffix, first common singular in the e. And so answer me, O Lord. And Lord is the name for the Lord, the Yod He Vav He, for the eternal covenant God. So answer me, O Lord, Chukecha Etzora, your statutes I will keep. Notice Chukecha is a plural from the noun Chukah, meaning statutes. The final He is elided. And we have a segol yod, plural, noun and construct with the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, cha. So your statutes, I will keep. Etzoru, notice etzoru is from the root natsar. It's a pei nun verb. Ensora became etzora with the assimilation of the nun into the tsate, causing the doubling of the tzadi. So I will keep your statutes. I've called to you, Lord, with all of my heart, the psalmist is saying. I want you to answer me that I might have life and health to keep your statutes. One of the things that we want to do is to call upon the Lord continually, and with the goal of keeping his statutes, of keeping his testimonies in our lives. And so the goal of prayer should be in order that we can better worship the Lord and obey him and do what he's asked us to do. This is what the psalmist is saying, I believe. And notice in Psalm, in verse 146, Keraticha Hoshieni, Ve'eshmara edotecha. I called you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. Notice again, karaticha is from the root kara, a lamed hey verb, to call. It is the cal perfect, first common singular, followed by the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular in the cha. So, I have called you, and now we have the imperative, Hoshieni. Hoshieni is from the root yasha, to save. Notice it has a he prefix, which makes it a hifil imperative. Second masculine singular from yasha. And notice the eini, we have the segol, or the tseri, followed by the nun, And then the E, the pronominal suffix, first common singular. And so this hifil imperative, second masculine singular, has a suffix, a first common singular pronominal suffix. And notice the holam vav, hoshieni, is because the root, yasha, historically was a pevav root, vasha, and the vav, preceded by the pathak, became a long O. And so how shieni became hoshieni. And so the psalmist is saying, cause me to be saved, or save me, and I will keep your statutes, the Eshmara Edotecha. Notice ve is just your conjunction, and Eshmara is from shamar, to keep. It is a cow imperfect, first common singular from shamar. And if, as you save me, I'll be able to keep your testimonies. Edotecha is from Eda, meaning testimony. Notice it has a plural ending in the Od, in construct, with the Cha. And you have a feminine plural, and then your Tsegol Yod, which puts it in construct with the Cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So I will observe your testimonies. Lord, I'm calling to you, and I'm asking you to save me. Save me from the trials and from the enemies that I'm facing, and I will keep your testimonies. If I am saved and have life, then I can keep your testimony. It is interesting that should be our prayer. We should pray that the Lord will save us from sin and from disobedience to Him and anything from Satan's attacks, that we can keep His testimonies. That would be the prayer of a Christian reading this great psalm. And then the psalmist continues, Kidamti Vaneshev the Ashavea Lidvarecha Yichalti. I rose early. And that root can mean to anticipate or to be before something happens, literally, from Kadam. It is a PL perfect, first common singular, from Kadam, to anticipate. So I've anticipated the dawn. Or we might want to translate it, I basically got up before the dawn in anticipating it. Va is just your preposition at, or I rose at, might be a good way to translate it. And Neshef means dawn or twilight. He's arising very early in order that I might cry unto you. And notice he said that I might hope in your word. And the verb va'ashaveya is from shava, meaning to cry. And notice it is a PL imperfect, first common singular. We have the chatef pathak, the hurried pathak, followed by the pathak and the doubling of the vav, indicative of a PL imperfect. And notice it's emphatic with the ha ending. So I rose early or before or at the dawn, and I cried out to you in prayer, in worship, in petition. Lidvarecha, to your word, literally. Devar means word, and notice it's in the plural construct with cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So to your word I have hope. Yechalti is from Yechal to hope. It is a PL perfect first common singular from Yechal. So I rose early, even before dawn at twilight, to pray and ask you to help me. And also, in that prayer, I take trust in your word. You promise to be with me, to help me. And so I'm hoping in your word. One of the things that we can do is to rest in the word of the Lord. And we as Christians, as we think about the Lord, sometimes we might wake up while it's still dark or early dawn. Our thoughts should be to cry unto the Lord and hope in his word and ask him to help us throughout the day to be faithful, to fulfill his testimonies and his ordinances and his plan for our lives. And then he goes on, Kidmu einai ashmurot lasicha beimratecha. My eyes, and this word means to anticipate beforehand. Again, from kadam, it is a PL perfect third common plural from kadam. Notice it has the I, the hirik, and the doubling of the middle radical, making it a PL. And einai is from the noun einayim, a dual form, and here it is in construct with the pronominal suffix first common singular on a plural or dual noun. So my eyes anticipate beforehand ashmurot. Ashmurot is from the noun ashmura, and notice the ot makes it a feminine plural, meaning watch. And the night had certain periods of time, about every 3 hours. And so what he's really saying is, my eyes anticipate the night watches. That is, I'm awake, and I'm waiting for another watch to come. And in the meantime, and perhaps he has really gotten up early for the purpose to meditate on your word. And so this is followed by the infinitive, lasicha. Notice, sicha means to meditate, in order that I might meditate. Here we have the lamed showing the infinitive here, to, or for the purpose of meditating in your word. Be is the preposition in. Imra is the noun meaning word. Imrat, in construct then, the he becomes a final top, and we have the ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So basically, I anticipate the night watches that I might meditate in your word. One of the most important things we can do is to meditate in the word of the Lord. And at times, we might wake up even before daybreak. And our goal should be, as we do, to sicha, to meditate in the word of God, to give time to it. And so he is saying that I have spent less time in sleep in order that I might give myself to meditation to your word, and how we need to love the word of the Lord and to spend time meditating in it, even if we wake early in the night, to be thinking about his divine and holy word. And so in 149 he continues, Koli shim'ah chechastecha Adonai kemishpatecha chayeni. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness and quicken me O Lord, according to your custom, is probably a good way to translate this. Notice, koli is from the noun kol, meaning voice, and the hirik yod is a pronominal suffix, first common singular. So my voice, shim'a, hear. Notice shim'a is from the root shama, to hear, and it is an imperative, second masculine singular, a cow imperative from shama. So hear, according to, he is just your inseparable preposition in the kaf, hasdecha, according to your loving kindness. Hasdecha is from chesed, meaning loving kindness. And notice has with the pathak and closed syllable in the samik, and then the cha, this is a noun in construct with cha. So according to your loving kindness or your covenant loyalty, hear my voice and quicken me. Notice chayeni, again, is the imperative from chaya. It is a PL imperative, second masculine singular, from the root chaya, a lamed hey verb, and the hey has elided or dropped out. We have the nun as a hinge, and then we have the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So quicken me as your custom. Mishpat can mean justice or ordinance, but it also can mean that which is customarily done. And so, well, you could translate it according to your righteous judgment. So I think the idea can be both here. According to your righteous judgment, quicken me, and also according to what is custom. What is your custom? So hear my voice. This is what the psalmist is praying. And give me life. Quicken me. One of the most important things that we can pray to the Lord for is that our voice will be heard, and that the Lord will give us life, spiritual life. And as Christians around Jesus, to love Him more deeply, to worship Him, to adore Him. And so we need to ask for a spiritual quickening, as the psalmist is doing here. And the Lord is, just, and it's His habit or His custom to do that as we pray and ask for that. Then in 150, the psalmist continues, Karavu rodefai zima, mitoratacha rahaku. They draw nigh who follow evil device. And notice karavu is from the root karav, to draw near. It is a kal, a perfect first or third person plural from karav, and those who pursue. And notice rodafe is from radaf, pursue, and it is a kal participle, notice with the O vowel, followed by the tseriyot, putting it in construct with zima. So it's just your kal participle, masculine plural, from radaf, again with the O class vowel, indicating a participle, a kal participle. So they who pursue, zima is a noun that means evil, an evil device. So my enemies, he's saying, are drawing near to me. They who pursue an evil device, they don't have the best intent toward me. For they are far from your law. Mitoratacha rahaku. Notice men, or mit, is the preposition men, and the nun has assimilated into the tav. And the noun is Torah, meaning law, and at puts it in construct. So Torah becomes Torah, feminine noun in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So from your law, they are far. Rachaku. Rachaku is the cow, perfect, a third person plural from rachak. And so what he's really praying is, I need your help. They are drawing nigh to me to hurt me, to attack me, those who pursue an evil device, an evil desire or wickedness. And they are far from your law. And as we think about the Christian life, reading a psalm like this, we can think about how Satan has often his demonic beings around us, and they don't have our best interests. They want to attack our thoughts or our desire to serve the Lord, and they're far from the Lord's law. And so we need to pray the same prayer, that the Lord will quicken and be close to us as we seek to follow Christ and follow the word of the Lord. So as we move on in Psalm 151, Karov ata Adonai v'cho mitzvotecha emet. You are near, O Lord. Karov means near. And notice, ata is your predominant or personal pronoun, second masculine singular. And Adonai is just the name, proper name for the Lord, the tetragrammaton. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. Notice, ve is just your conjunction, and ho means all or the entirety, and mitzvah is the noun meaning commandment. Mitzvot is the feminine plural. And notice the segol yod is the feminine plural noun in construct with cha again, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So all of your commandments are, the verb is implied here, emet, a noun meaning truth. So, You're really close to me, Lord, the psalmist is saying, and all of your commandments are true, and I want to do them. I want to fulfill them. And that should be our prayer, that we know that the Lord is near. We're told in Romans chapter 8 that nothing can ever sever us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He is always near, nigh to us. And we also know that we're to keep His word and His commandments, and they're all true. What He's taught us is true. Jesus would say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so, as we worship the Savior, as believers in Jesus, what He has taught and what the word teaches is true. And we can obey it. We can follow it. And so, and we can know that the Lord is near us, even in the midst of Satan and the demonic beings, and we can know that His word is true, and He will help us to fulfill it if we let Him and are willing. Notice in verse 152, Kedem yadati me'edotecha ki le'olam yesadtam. Of old, I have known your testimonies, for you have founded them forever. Notice, kedem means for a long time or of old. And yadati is the verb from yada. It's the cow perfect first common singular with the T suffix. So I have known of old, me odotecha. Me is the preposition from, and notice the noon has elided, min, the noon has elided, and so because of that, and that's because the ayin could not take a doubling, and the noon could not assimilate, and so it had to drop out because of the guttural, cannot hear assimilate the nun, we have compensatory lengthening under the mem from a hirik to a tseri. So me edotecha eda is the noun meaning testimony. Notice ot puts it in the feminine plural. Then we have the segol yod, which puts it in construct with cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So of old, I have known your testimonies. They are eternally true. They are faithful, and they are eternal. Ki le'olam, for forever, you have founded them. Notice ki is just your conjunction, and le'olam means forever, and literally to the age, or it's an idiomatic way of saying forever. Yesatam, you have founded them. Notice yasad is the cow perfect, second masculine singular from yasad, followed by the pronominal suffix in the am, third masculine plural, referring back to the Lord's testimonies that have been founded forever. So because the Lord has founded them and grounded them, they are eternal. And in the midst of the onslaught from enemies, he knows that he can trust in the Lord's testimonies, for they're eternal, to guide him and help him in the midst of the suffering that he's going through. And again, as Christians, a Christian can say, God's word is eternal, and it's founded forever, and therefore we need to link our hearts with God's word, and know that even in the midst of satanic attack or whatever one is going through, one can trust the Lord in the midst of any kind of spiritual danger or struggle, because his word is founded upon himself, and that makes it eternally valid and eternally that which will strengthen us day by day in our faith. That's why we need to constantly be in God's holy and wonderful and blessed word.